Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Again, we are updating you on Anthony Davis of the Lakers, who left tonight's game holding and clutching his ankle. The official report from the Lakers, he will not return with back spasms. I don't understand. I know. I'm here with you. I know I'm not
We're trying to figure it out.
I don't understand. I really don't.
Is there another play that triggered it? Is it just PR misdirection to allay any fears of the fan base, you know, from the play they've shown 15 times on the TNT
goodness.
Broadcast and there the one that's
is.
Taken over the internet?
We don't know where he got hurt. Let's just keep showing that. But clearly, the ankle is bothering him, you know, and the Achilles is such a big deal. It's right there where the injury was, but now it's back spasm. So I don't know what to tell you. Unless it's a creative way for the Lakers to say, hey, we're down a lot. So
oh, yeah. No, that's the other part of it. Sure.
We want to get him back in tomorrow night, so there's no reason to. But they would just say no reason to bring him back. I mean, they would
no,
just say
no,
no,
they
no
wouldn't.
Reason to bring
no,
him
no,
back.
No, no, no. Because you can't say that, because then Adam Silver will get mad. If you say, hey,
if he's
we
waved
the we wave the white flag. No, no, no. The way you were phrasing it. we're not winning this game. This game
I'm not
sucks.
Look, I'm not saying he comes back out in a sweatsuit and sits on a chair and starts drinking wine like LeBron. No, no. I'm just saying, I mean, all right, he's out. We saw him leave the game. He was getting examined, and we're losing by 20, so okay.
But you can't add the and we're losing by 20 part.
Well, no,
we can.
That's for you and I to add. I have to say,
right?
That
I'm just
radio,
saying.
So people,
but I'm saying the Lakers can't say that as part of the reason he will not return. This game no longer matters. We have a battle with Portland tomorrow.
It's
that's
all
for you and I.
Can't say load maintenance. It's not. I just can't. Got to stop with load maintenance. That's not a thing. All right? No. No such thing. He's dinged up, right? He's got an ankle injury. That's why he's out tonight. Not load maintenance here on a nationally televised game. Meanwhile, Steph Curry. Hey, everybody's going to love the Steph Curry for MVP. He's got 34, and the Warriors are cruising past the Thunder, 100-81. 6 out of 13 from three-point range. Again, he's got 34 on the night for the Warriors. We're going to move one game above 500. After all of this with Steph Curry, now they're back above 500, and the MVP talk is going to keep showing up, and I'm going to tell you the Warriors are going to finish in eighth place.
Yay.
The guy can't be MVP. So there's your update on both of your games that are going on right now. Lakers and Clippers going to the fourth quarter of a 21-point game. Maybe TNT is going to start showing, you know, old footage of a better game. I don't know.
Wow.
Is that what's going to happen now? I don't know.
No. Now it's time for, you know, the celebration of some of the depth here on TNT.
Okay, all right, there we go. Hey, maybe they're just going to show, like, an episode of The Closer. Like, they put that right in the middle of it, right? They still showing up. Are they still showing that reruns,
no,
The
that's
Closer?
Well, you got that. You got Rizzoli and Isles. There's, like, so many new channels, though,
oh my God,
right, as
is
everybody
Rizzoli
fights.
No,
it's done. There are no new episodes. No.
Okay.
And Kira Sedgwick moved on to another show that's about to get canceled. I was reading one of those On the Bubble articles because I keep trying to figure out how I can – bang the drum and wear a sandwich board for American Housewife to continue. But no, Rizzoli and Isles, like, I was flipping channels the other day, and I don't even know what the name of the channel was, but it had that and The Closer back to back.
Wow.
I did see that in my guide.
There's shows on TNT. Like, you know how we play the True TV game during NCAA tournament? Like, is this a real show or not on True TV? I think you could play a show, because the only TV show they do commercials for on TNT is Snowpiercer, right? That's it. Like, you know my long hatred for Snowpiercer. They don't show any other shows, right? So we could do a game where going, is this show still on TNT
that's
or not?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Right? And if you said Rizzoli and Isles, I guarantee you half the people go, Oh, yeah, it's still on, right? Rizzoli and Isles, that's still on, isn't it? The closer, that's still on, right? I mean, really, you could do that, and you would have a lot of people going, ooh, is that still on TNT? That's still on, right? I think that's still on.
Oh, bring back Franklin and Bash, baby. Let's go!
Now, come on. Now, I even know that's been on. Come on.
That's why I said, let's bring it back.
I mean,
come on.
Rizzoli and Isles, I think, has been on in 5 years.
Yeah, no, that's long off the air, but those commercials, because remember, they used to, an all-new Rizzoli and Isles.
All right, quiz for you. For a dollar, yeah. Don't look at anything. Angie Harmon, was she Rizzoli or was she Isles?
I got to think she was Rizzoli.
Why?
I don't know. I figured she had the lead.
Okay, but it could be Isles. It could be Isles, could be her.
Well, no, I mean, name first.
Okay.
First
right.
there, so she had okay. the star power to get things greenlit. How about that?
Okay. No, I
think am I wrong?
Right. Yeah. No. She was Jane Rizzoli. No, she was Rizzoli. Who was Isles?
I don't know. Idea.
I don't even know either.
Sasha Alexander.
I don't even know. Yeah. Apparently,
but it was
Sasha
Jane
Alexander.
Clementine Rizzoli. Yeah. I didn't know Lorraine Bracco was on there. And who doesn't love Bruce McGill? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Bruce McGill, like, because now Zoe's got this big, every time she's Bruce McGill in a movie because of My Cousin Vinny, because it's one of her favorite movies, and we quote it all the time. She goes, oh, look, there's Sheriff Farley. It's just every time he's in something, oh, look, it's Sheriff Farley.
You know what? I feel like we now need to go find Bruce McGill and have him on the show.
Well, he was D-Day, and then he was Sheriff Farley. The guy's got a couple of iconic roles, you know, in his career. He can still do the thing with his I've seen him on interviews. He can still do that thing.
And he's currently it's in post-production already, American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. So we could actually have him on about a sports-related topic.
Who does he play? Does he play Kurt Warner?
I mean, Foster.
Who's Jim? Okay. I must be somebody from his life, personal from his life.
Tim.
Now, a week ago, I made a crazy, pull it out of my hat, bold prediction that I never thought would come true. I was just saying it because it's such a ridiculous thing that I said, okay, now there's no way. But now it actually might happen, and I look so smart.
Here's why Brady's the greatest of all time.
No.
Well, I mean, that's just being right and just recognizing that greatness is just in front of us at every turn.
Next month, Floyd Mayweather is going to return in the ring to fight Logan Paul, YouTube hero Logan Paul. It's going to be in Miami. And today, there was a news conference for the fight. Now, remember the Paul brothers, Logan Paul and Jake Paul, are very popular on YouTube, controversial. And so today, they had the news conference for it. And what was clearly something that was set up beforehand, I mean, clearly, he's fighting Logan Paul, but Paul's brother Jake had a back and forth with Floyd Mayweather where they started jawing with each other. And then, in what's become a big video today, Jake Paul took the hat off of Floyd Mayweather's head. We have a little bit of that audio right here.
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Get the paperwork for this bum.
Get Al Haymon.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't need Al Haymon.
Yeah. Let me call Al Haymon.
I'm my own
Let's
boss.
Make it happen.
I'm my own boss.
One night. Got your hat.
Oh.
Yeah, got your hat.
No, no, no.
Got your hat.
Chill.
And they start chasing each other around.
That's good.
Jake Paul takes the hat off of Floyd Mayweather's head. There becomes some sort of fisticuffs. When I said a month ago, hey, here's what's going to happen. Floyd Mayweather's thinking about money. Look, this is an embarrassing thing that this is what Floyd Mayweather's doing. All right, here's a couple of YouTube guys.
I was so loud in disagreement with that. Get
this
your bag.
This is so embarrassing. This is so – for a guy that has all the money, this is so embarrassing for
you
him.
You sure he has all the money?
I'm going to fight with – that's the whole thing he's about. I think he carries around money with him. He carries around briefcases full of
that
money.
That might be all he's got, though, in that briefcase.
I don't trust banks. What are you doing? I just carry my money around with me. Oh, okay,
I know a lot
works.
Of people that don't trust banks or pretty much anybody and might actually wear tin foil, but go ahead.
I bet you he could put all his millions of dollars into, like, just one cryptocurrency. Like, it's one, like, nugget of gold or something like that, and that's all my money. What is this? This nugget of gold is worth $350 million. I carry it around with me. That's what
it's possible.
And when I want to pay for something big, I just kind of shave a little bit off it like it's a truffle. And I just like put a little grater on it, and I just shave a little bit of that gold off right there. There you go. Okay. All right. That's it. That's like $300,000 worth of something right there. Okay. I'm going to do that right there. So I said, you know, a week ago, you know what's going to happen? He's going to fight Logan Paul, and who knows how it's going to go. But then he's going to wind up fighting Jake Paul, and he's going to wind up fighting them both at the same time. I said that. I remember saying he's going to wind up fighting both of them. And then he's seeing this as, hey, people spend money to see me fight this YouTube kid. Okay, then I can fight the YouTube kid's brother. Okay, maybe I fight them both at the same time when it's all said and done. That could happen now. That could happen after this trumped up situation of, hey, I'm going to steal your hat and I'm going to run around with it and then try to get it back, and there's going to be all kinds of fisticuffs going on. I mean, clearly that could be the best. Forget about my Aaron Rodgers bold prediction that he was going to ask out right before the draft, which he did. Forget about that. Forget about my big bold prediction the Niners are going to go all in on him. They did. Forget about that. Forget about my Hail Mary. I said the Broncos should go after Aaron Rodgers. They did. Forget about that. If I get right that Floyd Mayweather is going to fight Logan Paul and Jake Paul at the same time, then I really can retire, because now I have to say, you know what, I got to get to something where I can be this big idea guy and plan out huge things across the globe, because clearly I know what's going to happen.
Well, that's the thing, right? Eventually you're going to be taken by the government and they're going to want to know how you know things. Good luck with that. But it's not a bad take, right? Because I mean, both pretty good with the microphone, whether you like what they're saying or not. Likewise, whether you like Floyd Mayweather or you don't, he moves the needle. Right. And folks, a lot of hand wringing and, oh, this is terrible for the sport, whatever. It's like, look, boxing fans know boxing. Right. And it's going to be just fine. You know, like we've been talking about the NHL the last couple of days and what gets highlights, all the fights, all the pictures of having six guys in the sin bin, all of those things. But people that love hockey are watching hockey. This got it a little more exposure. Likewise, this, as much as you could say it's nonsense, and many do, I got no problem. If he wants to take on those two guys and bring in another 18 YouTubers and they all get rich and laugh at people, whatever. It's entertainment. You're trying to find entertainment. And this, the gotcha, I gotcha hat and run it away. I mean, he put up merch. If you go to the dude's website, you can buy a black hat, a white hat, snapbacks, hoodies, you name it. Let's say... gotcha hat. Quote, so why not? Get your bag. It's good for business.
Quote from Floyd Mayweather. I don't have to talk about what I'm going to do. The world knows what I'm going to do. I'm willing to fight both in the same night.
Yeah,
again,
let's go.
Now about that big, bold prediction. Now, I wonder now, okay, so now, Jason, you're so smart and you knew this was going to happen. Why is this happening? I wonder what the ticket sales are like. I wonder what they're seeing the interest level in Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul fight's going to be. And it's like, oh, man, dude, we got a month to this and nobody really seems like they're going to buy it. Well, and this is going to be really difficult. We got to amp this up a bit. So, hey, here comes something at the press conference, and maybe it is going to be where he fights them both at the same time, or it's like Digstown, where he just has to fight
nice.
Like 10 guys in one
night. Now there's a movie.
I mean,
Lou Gossett Jr. What a great movie that was.
That was a good movie. I like Digstown. Digstown was great. Honey Roy Palmer. All right,
that's fantastic. But yeah, I mean, maybe that's the case. Maybe the sales are just fine, but it's like, what if we goose this a little bit and get viral on TMZ and get viral across all social media platforms, and then we can chirp about it, right? And both go cut videos in their respective homes and man on the street. Hey, Floyd, what did you think of, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Start calling him, you know, a clown. And meanwhile, Paul gets to, you know, put out all his nicknames and try to sell merch. It's good for business. All right, I can't fault a good strategy to try to get people excited, but anybody that's buying a pay-per-view a month in advance, unless you're getting some significant discount off the retail price, is an idiot. Here,
well, no,
give you my money for a month.
People will buy close. But what I'm wondering is if they're seeing this and they're seeing that the overall interest level. And look, what you do when you have an event coming like this on is you have all the market research going on, going, okay, what kind of interest level in this?
Sure.
We can try to assimilate. We can try to estimate, rather, what the overall sales are going to be like. We can estimate what the ticket sales are going to be like and who's going to come here and certain things. Hey, maybe it's not going so well. So now you have this, you know, this crazy event today, and Floyd Mayweather says, I'll fight them both in the same night. I'm wondering if tomorrow Jake Paul's going to say, I'm down for that. Logan, you want to do it? Yes, we'll both fight him in the same night. And that's what it's going to wind up being, because what they've seen so far with Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul, is not enough. So now, hey, let's amp it up. And now that's going to maybe grease the skids for more interest overall in this event.
This could be a fantastic spectacle. Can't wait to see what the undercard is. Maybe we can get some other Hollywood heavyweights to ply their trade there. If nothing else, you know there'll be a lot of shots in the crowd. But this is great. I mean, go get your money. Be creative. Now is the time. Now is the gold rush. Get creative. Let's go.
I'm telling you, man. You see this, and there's a reason why. Why does his brother get involved? Because if I would say, hey, after you fight Logan Paul, then the next fight's going to be Jake Paul, I don't know that there's that overall interest in it. But if you want to fight two guys in the same night, okay, all right, now that I could see that's something where I can see, all right, we can push that and make that the best event possible. Because, right, like I said, I was embarrassed for Floyd Mayweather. Like, not that he's a good guy, but I was embarrassed when he's got to fight, you know, somebody on YouTube who's got one career fight, and now it's going
to
be
that's the problem. You said he has to, so unless we can say without a shadow of a doubt he has no money, which is always possible, right? You can always get someone for image and prestige. You could be leveraged to the hilt. So whenever anybody says, well, why do they need more money? You have no idea what's going on behind the finances of any of these guys. But when you can go get a spotlight and get an easy day's work in and make that kind of money, why would you not keep doing that? I'd keep going until that well was dry. Are you kidding me?
At this point, when you're fighting YouTube guys, what does that tell you?
What does he care?
Tell you where you're at? Where does
that? But that means he doesn't give a damn what anybody thinks about him. Like, you know, all of the boxing purists that are all up in arms, say, you know, he should tell them all to kiss his gold plated ass.
You know, they've okay. You know what? We got more on this coming up next a little bit, because there's something that I think athletes and certain people in the media just don't take into account when it's all said and done with the career they're having. And we'll get to that coming up more next with Floyd Mayweather. Because I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to say, oh, when you put it that way, yeah, I don't know what Floyd Mayweather's doing. So we got that coming up next. And Albert Pujols is now going to be an ex-member of the Angels. What's his legacy? And it's a shocking one. All that and more straight ahead right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a 20-point game basically since the early part of the second quarter.
Yeah.
Clippers beating the Lakers right now 104-84 with 4 minutes to go. Of course, Anthony Davis and the, quote, back spasms that he exited the game with are kind of weird, because he was clearly shown holding his ankle after he went down near the sideline earlier in the game. So kind of puzzling that he's out with back spasms as the Lakers speak following this incredible loss. We will get more into that. But before we get into Albert Pujols, you know, we talked about Floyd Mayweather, and you talked about, oh, you know, why not have this fight? Why not fight Logan Paul? Why not fight Logan and Jake Paul? Look, I told you last week he's going to wind up fighting both of them tonight. Now he says, hey, I'll fight both of them the same night. I'm sure that's
what's
going to
happen. Bring a third guy that's dressed like a Yeti. What's the difference?
Yeah, I could be a boxing promoter. Now I know I could do that. I said it last. That's probably where they got the idea. I should be able to get some money off of that pay-per-view. Hey, I said fight them both in the same night. Now look where they're at. Hey, look at this. Hey, that Jason Smith. He's a smart guy. Knows everything about Aaron Rodgers. Knows everything about boxing. Boy, this guy's got some kind of career. But it's still embarrassing for this to be Floyd Mayweather, who is the best boxer of the past 20 years. And at some point, you have to understand. Maybe it happens to you later in life, and you don't think about it until then, which is a shame, because you know when you're younger and you're doing things, you think, yeah, I can do. I don't care about doing this. I really don't care. At some point, you got to look in the mirror and go, I'm proud of the life that the professional life that I have had, and I'm proud that what I've done has helped. And you know, I think about that a lot. I think about that a lot when I think about certain stories we're going to do on the show and what we're going to talk about, and I want to be something where, hey, we're going to have fun, we're going to be loose, we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff, but certain things I feel like, you know, I want to be the person that talks about things this way. And, you know, Floyd Mayweather's got to be a guy that looks in the mirror going, I fought the biggest names in the world, and I never lost, and now I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to fight two kids from YouTube just because they're going to give me money. I have all the money I want. I got it all. But I'm going to go fight these YouTube kids. I got all the money I could possibly need, and I could find a way to fight somebody else who might be good at, but this is what I'm going to do. At some point, professionally, you have to say, yeah, I'm proud of what I've done, and I'm proud of the legacy that I've created and all these different things. I'm okay with that. And that's why I hope that Floyd Mayweather would look in the mirror and go, yeah, maybe fighting these YouTube kids isn't the greatest idea, because it's not going to help me. All it's going to do is help them. I mean, I'll get paid, but really, now he's a clown show. Now he's a guy that, you wanted to, now Floyd Mayweather's going to do it, right? I'll fight Conor McGregor. Whoa, okay. No, I've been down that. I've been rooked out of money and interest. I'm going to fight Manny Pacquiao, and it's not really going to be a fight, and everybody's going to walk away happy. We made all kinds of money. I'm going to fight Conor McGregor. Now it's like, what's he going to fight next, right? Is he going to fight a clown at the fair? You know, hey, Floyd, I got $100 for you. Fight this guy. He's wearing a clown. He's got one of those flowers on his chest, and you press the button and his water comes out of it. Go fight that guy. Here's $100. I mean, that's kind of who Floyd Mayweather is now. He's a great name, so let's see him go embarrass himself against all these other people. I mean, at some point, you got to have some kind of professional pride that says, I'm not fighting for money that I need and all these things. And in the end, you have your name, right? Your name is your name, and that's what you have. And Floyd Mayweather now, we're looking at the end of his career, is, look at this guy. This is when he would fight anybody. I mean, he's going to fight an animal at some point. He's going to fight a great white shark underwater at some point. I mean, that I would pay pay-per-view to go see.
You would,
but that's
the
point.
You?
That's what he's going to wind up doing.
All right. Well, here's where I come back. We work in sports talk radio and television, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You would agree there are a number of people in our industry just really kind of open mouth, say things just to get a rise out of people.
Yeah.
And there's no chance in hell they have really thought about it from a realistic perspective. And everybody listening there, you pick your favorite. Maybe it's one of us. I don't know. But the idea being that there's a lot of that in our business and a lot of other businesses where it's the same thing. And as for Floyd Mayweather, look, the only person that's got to worry about it is him. If I'm looking at him from a business perspective and assuming he stays healthy and doesn't happen, guy's got a long life ahead of him, so why not have some fun with it, right? Just like I'm not the guy that tries to rip the jersey off people at the end of their career, right? Some folks have been retiring Tom Brady for a decade and forgotten about any of the accolades and accomplishments of the decade and still say, he's done, he's old. Some people are calling for the demise of Aaron Rodgers in very much the same way. The only guy that it looked painful for, we talked about Drew Brees. I still didn't call for him to retire. I'm just like, it just doesn't look right, right? You just evaluate it to what it is. How much more hurt was he than he was letting on? When it comes to Floyd Mayweather, why not have some fun with this? You're reaching a whole other audience you wouldn't have otherwise. The old boxing guy
just laughing at you.
No,
they're
not, though.
He's
going to
fight that old boxer. That's what everybody thinks. Hey, dude, Jake Paul's going to fight that old boxer.
But if you're okay with it and it's part of a shtick, then what's the difference? Like the old boxing guys, the get off my lawn guys, they remember what your career are and they're going to talk and be more what's the word I want to be? You know, I want to make it as damning as possible. Well, maybe that's the proper word here. They're going to call for this to be the worst thing in the world. Not recognizing that if it's part of another card, other people get seen that wouldn't normally get seen on a pay-per-view.
Oh, because that's right? Why Floyd's doing it, right? That's
no,
why I want
no,
other people to get seen. That's why I'm doing it.
But does he not have a stake in how the business grows? Right? If there are fighters on the card that people are excited to see, not only do they gain more of attraction, more of a hold, and maybe the pay-per-views grow. Because people that know boxing say, well, these guys are part of it. I may not want any part of the Paul brothers and Mayweather at the end. It's a clown show, and I've got my 1,000 words written or my take already written out before anything transpires. But there's going to be other action on the card. I mean, we've seen some ridiculous UFC cards and matchups over time. Doesn't stop us from buying the pay-per-views. And here, I mean, you're looking at it from a Twitter perspective, right? The three of them have almost 18 million followers. And you say, whatever, 18 million. That's a lot of people. And with the Paul brothers, that's a lot of folks that are getting introduced to the world of Floyd Mayweather. So as long as he's working to get the quips ready, right, and make some fire promos, there's a whole other audience that he's reaching that are going to now be wearing the money team shirts and hats and everything else. No, it's brilliant. I mean, this is going to do gangbusters pay-per-views. We're going to talk about whatever the spectacle is, good, bad, ugly, when it's done. Nah, I say you keep going until you've decided you're done. And for now, he still wants to entertain. So yeah. Have at it.
He's crazy. At this point, just have a night where you fight everybody named Paul. Right, you fight Logan Paul, you fight Jake Paul, you fight Chris Paul, right? You fight Les Paul. He comes in with a guitar, he hits you over the head with it. You fight Rand Paul. Yeah, you know, everybody's last name. Fight everybody named Paul. That's you got to fight everybody named Paul. That's who you go fight.
You're out of your mind.
I mean, it would kind of be like Digstown then. It really would be.
Well,
like
one
Digstown.
After another, right? I mean, look, Adrian Paul comes out and he yells, there could be only one!
Adrian Paul!
There you go, people. That's why Very I'm nice. The best there is, the Very best nice. There was, and the best there ever will be.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dog. I just got to think you have to have some kind of pride at some point.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We found out today, big news in baseball. This is probably the only time we've talked about the guy, which gets into what his legacy is going to be. The Angels are cutting ties with Albert Pujols. He will be released by the team. Once he passes through waivers in 3 days, he'll be free to sign with anybody else in Major League Baseball. Pujols was off to a rough start this year, hitting under 200. It came to a head when he was left out of the lineup against a pitcher that he thought he could do really well against. He asked for his release. The Angels gave it to him. It was 10 years with the Angels. Didn't make it to the end of his contract with there after signing a $250 million deal with them after spending his first 11 years with the Cardinals. So with Albert Pujols leaving, this is the, yes, it's missed opportunity, but it's also shocking to think that someone like Albert Pujols, who for the first 11 years of his career was one of the greatest hitters we had ever seen. I mean, the guy was three MVPs. He won the World Series with the Cardinals. I mean, he was it. He was fantastic. If I ask you to remember one moment from his Angels career, 10 years, you'd think you'd be able to. I can't remember. I can't remember his 3,000th hit. I know we talked about it, but I can't remember
really
his 3,000th hit
about
was.
This?
Go ahead. I can't remember.
The only one I really remember is, and it's making the rounds today, is he's always been a generous dude. You know, I've been dealing in cards and memorabilia since I was a kid, and I'm fascinated by the industry and the commodities exchange that it is. Is there's always been this video of a kid being led down with a Sharpie, and dude takes his jersey off and gives it to him. And he's just like, well, game used jerseys are, you know, for a guy of that caliber, even if it's, you know, a nondescript game, is still a couple of grand. So it's like the fact that he just walked over and gave this guy, like, how come that didn't happen to me as a kid? I went to a lot of games. Nobody gave me a damn thing. So that sticks, but it's not a milestone. It was just, hey, Albert Pujols is a nice guy and gave this kid a jersey.
His legacy is, with the Angels the last 10 years, is he has no legacy. He has zero legacy. You would think that's impossible for a superstar to have. A guy who got paid 10 years and $250 million. He has zero legacy with the Angels. Because I can't remember one thing that he did with the Angels where I can say, oh, yeah, that definitive moment.
Nothing. I do. I know I got another one. They signed a $3 billion TV deal on the strength of him showing up. Boom!
Now I think you're getting out there on that a little bit.
Am I wrong?
Well, it is Los Angeles. Anaheim. It is Los Angeles market. They have signed
the Los
other
Angeles
big players.
Angels of Anaheim.
You know, they signed other big players, but for him to have zero legacy and you got nothing out of $250 million, you got three playoff games. You didn't get any kind of gate. You didn't get any kind of benefit of him playing there, whether it was in playoffs or in playoff TV, whatever it was, you didn't get anything. Three playoff games in 10 years. That's all he had. And his stats and what he gave you was half of what he did in St. Louis. He made the All-Star team 10 times in 11 years with St. Louis. He made one All-Star team in 10 years with the Angels. He knocked in 100 ones 10 times with the Cardinals. He knocked in 100 runs 4 times with the Angels. He hit over 300 every year with the Cardinals. Every year was over 300. Didn't hit over 300 once with the Angels. I mean, all of these things, the guy's got no light. How he has been invisible for a decade. It sounds impossible that it could happen, but it did.
Well, but here's
Albert
the other
Pujols
thing,
has
though.
Been invisible for a decade.
Sure, but he's been made and rendered invisible also from derision, except for angst-ridden Angels fans. By the fact that Mike Trout's been so brilliant, right? So it's been all about Mike Trout and good, the bad, the ugly. Why doesn't he promote the game more? Why don't they win? They've got the best player in baseball, showing that, well, it doesn't matter if you have the best player in baseball. It's insulated Albert Pujols from the criticism that normally would be the case if he were the number one guy, even if he was for the longest time financially. But it insulated him because he got eclipsed from Trout pretty fast.
Yeah, I get that.
Hence, no real mark, right? And no legacy.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, his legacy with the Cardinals. Look, if he had retired after the first 11 years, he's going right to the Hall of Fame. Doesn't matter.
Sure.
Right? That's it. Like, yeah, everything was great. And he had that. He was a quiet superstar. All he did was rake. He was hard to talk about because he didn't make headlines anywhere. I think the only time he really made headlines in the playoffs once against the Mets when he was upset. You know, Tom Glavine had a big game and he said, oh, he was throwing slop. We're going to rock him around the next game. Well, look at Albert Pujols. And basically, he's taking the pressure off the team when he says that, but he didn't say anything, right? That was it. But he was great, and it was okay. Albert Pujols, and for 10 years, this guy gets $250 million, and he has zero impact, no carbon footprint on Major League Baseball. That is shocking that could happen, and that tells you baseball's problem with, hey, how do we market some of these guys when you have a guy that was paid $250 million and he I can't remember one moment of his Angels career. Now I know we talked about his 3,000th hit. I know we were on the air when it happened.
Yeah,
I don't remember it. I don't remember his 3,000th hit. I don't remember what it was. Was it what you said? Was it off
was
of Mike
it was
Leake,
a single
right?
off Mike Leake.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
On May 5th. So ironic,
yeah,
you know.
Not one moment.
We're here on May 6th.
Not one moment I have. I mean,
no legacy,
for a decade.
It's just interesting, right? Because obviously trending tonight, more long ball heroics from Shohei Ohtani. So the last couple of years have been about Trout and Ohtani. Again, a guy making $25 million a year in relative anonymity, just riding out the string. And I don't blame him. Take your cash, right? He was going to end this year. He still has a personal service contract with them. I think it's like for the next decade, like $1 million a year, like you would have as an ambassador or something. So you could show up at a couple of events, sign some pictures, take a couple of Polaroids with folks. There it is, Rocky III reference for you. And have some fun. But it's just interesting because that's the other sad part about this Pujols story today is that it immediately became about that bad contract. It wasn't about his play. It immediately had to be tied to, look what they spent for him. It's like, well, once it's spent, who cares? And it's not your money. And the only question is, did it really preclude them from going into the market and buying other chips that would have helped to make a winner? And I guess that's the other part, right? Is did it keep them from adding more to the staff? Did it not? And that's only for the folks in the room where it happened to be able to tell you that detail.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Need to hire people fast? Indeed can help you beat the clock with powerful hiring tools like Instant Match. Just sponsor a job and Indeed will send you a list of resumes from Indeed's database on the spot. They also have 135 skills tests for things like computer proficiency or customer service talent so you can find the right candidates faster. Did you know 10 hires are made every minute on Indeed? Just goes to show when you need people for work, Indeed works. Visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, coming up next, we got a big story out of the National Football League. I am stunned and shocked at the reception of what we said last night regarding one big story on the show. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got more fallout from the Lakers-Clippers coming up in about 10 minutes as the Lakers might be in a little bit of trouble. Meanwhile, the Clippers have no problems whatsoever following their big win. But as we've said on the show throughout the last few days, there's going to be a new Aaron Rodgers story, sometimes two and three, every single day, right? And we're going to get that all the way till he's traded. And one of the ones today is that the Packers are looking into bringing in other quarterbacks in the offseason, right? They need to, okay, we only have one guy under contract really besides Aaron Rodgers, and that's Jordan Love. So they need some camp arms to come in for mini camps otherwise. So now they're looking to add another quarterback. And it's going to wind up being a veteran, someone like a Matt Moore or a Nick Mullins, someone like that they're going to have to bring in. And likely they have to bring in someone because eventually Aaron Rodgers is going to get traded. But today was the, hey, quarterback's coming in. I can't get over still the people who think that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be traded. Okay? Everybody knows. All right, if the Packers, what I'd love to see it happen is May 2nd or June 2nd, as soon as they can, when it's less money for them to trade him, make that trade. All right? Don't let it fester and go all the way into training camp, even though it's going to, because they're gonna say, oh, screw us. No, screw you, Aaron Rodgers. Do it on June 2nd. Get whatever you're going to get. You know, people on Twitter were talking about Derek Carr. Yeah, get what you get. Get Derek Carr. Get Tua. You know, get Trey Lance is what we talked about last night. Get one of those guys and start revamping your team right away. Because all you're going to do is wait to make this trade until later part of the summer when you realize more that Jordan Love stinks, and then you're going to be stuck. At least go get another quarterback, whether it's with the Dolphins and you get Tua, or you get somebody else. You can get Derek Carr from the Raiders and to try to bring Jordan Love along. This is how it works. But this is how it's going to end. There's no scenario in which Aaron Rodgers is going back to the Packers. It's not happening. It's just not going to happen. So I'm hoping that, you know, we get to the very beginning of June and it's things have heated up and now we have a deal and this is what's good. This is what's going to happen. Because all you're doing now is you're postponing the future. Because he's going to be traded. He's not going back. They don't want him back. Just do it fast and don't let it fester, because you're giving away 2021 if you do.
See, I don't think it's that they don't want him back. I don't at all. I think there's just a airing of the grievances, and he, you know, he's got the Michael Jordan. I took that personally. I'm surprised I've not seen that all over the meme world, where they've superimposed Rodgers' head on Jordan's body at this point, you know, sipping whatever was in that glass every episode. But I don't know that it's untenable. I'm not in the room. Right, it's all these leaks and all these, you know, one-liners back and forth, and the likelihood is, yeah, he's not there, but we don't know. At some point, there could be the 11th hour of, you know, I go to the West, AFC West is going to be a very hard road to get to a Super Bowl, and maybe that doesn't matter, right, because he's a different guy, as everybody keeps saying, and certainly he's got enough money, he's got enough opportunities. I'm still the call the bluff. Because at the worst, you still have Jordan Love. And
that is
move
worst.
From there.
Yeah, that is the worst.
No,
yes,
that but, the worst. But that's fine. Because then if it blows up, it blows up. But I wouldn't jump on June 2nd. I'd try to see what I could do, if I could remedy it. And maybe you can't. They have a better idea than we do, because you've got ex-teammates that are all over the board in terms of what they're claiming they've talked to Aaron Rodgers about, which makes me doubt that any of them have said a damn word to him. But that's a whole other conversation for another time. But when it comes down to it, yeah, if it's untenable, then yeah, make your deal. Jordan Love's not going to be ready, right? Third string reps a year ago. But you have a team that's still one of the best rosters, even if they didn't draft a first-round wide receiver, still one of the best rosters in the game. And right at this point, if all of this is true and it is leaked by him, which I think reasonable people would assume it's him and his people having fun with this, that he looks like a petulant child at this point. So part of me is the good riddance. The other part is, let's not make this too easy on you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. It gets to be the point where, okay, we're going to make you work for it, but then it's, okay, what are we really doing if we're just going to wait until this happens? I mean, rip the Band-Aid off now. Don't sit there and try to pull it off. Okay, there it is. Look at the pus that's on there. Squeeze that out. I need some bacitracin.
What?
Yeah, no, just pull it off. I'm pulling off the Band-Aid. I'm doing the Band-Aid thing.
What?
Doing the Band-Aid thing.
Why did you get into pus? What the hell's wrong with you?
When you pull off a Band-Aid sometimes, that happens.
Good
that's there.
God, man.
That's there. The craziness with Anthony Davis and the Lakers just got even crazier. That story's next on Fox.